but you may also want to consider making a little wager on number 6, Hard Love, in today's Belmont Derby Invitational. Hard Love going to the post for trainer Jonathan Thomas, who certainly knows how to win this race. He did it, as you heard just a few moments ago, in 2018 with Catholic Boy. And Jonathan is with me now here on HRRN. Good morning, brother. Happy to talk to you.
Likewise, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing very, very well. Let's start with this. What is the turf condition like at this time? I know you got some rain earlier this week.
We got quite a bit of rain yesterday. And yeah. Right when we thought it was over, you know, we got quite a bit last night as well. So, you know, it's going to be soft to us. Maybe more normal for the Euros, I think. But certainly softer than we would typically run over here.
Yeah, you know, I played the clip of Catholic Boy winning the Belmont Derby Invitational in 2018, and of course that was a springboard for even bigger things up the road as he would go on to that magnificent win in the Travers later that summer. Is the Travers Stakes in the card for Hard Love?
Not unless they move it to the turf course. he seems to be a very talented horse, but I can pretty confidently say that he is a turf-only sort.
Yeah, and he has been so, so good. I mean, 3-for-4 lifetime, his only defeat coming in his second career start, and he was second that day, as honest as they come. What is it about this horse, Jonathan, that leads you to believe that he can run a big race and compete in the Belmont Derby?
I mean, you have to go off of his body of work and the fact that, you know, the times we've let him over, he's always been extremely genuine. His preparation's gone well. I mean, obviously, when you get into these kind of races, you're going to learn a lot about your horses. This is by far the deepest field he's faced. Although I think he's really going to enjoy and appreciate the mile and a quarter. You never really know. And then, you know, while we've run on, I'd say, forgiving turf courses, we've never run over a soft turf course. So there's a lot of questions over our heads, but he's always been extremely genuine when we've asked anything of him.
You know, I said earlier as I was opening the show that the favorite in this race, Bolshoi Ballet, who comes in for Aidan O'Brien, he's 0-for-2 in grade 1, group 1 races in Europe, but he is proven at that mile and a quarter distance that you just mentioned. He's won twice at that distance so far. How big of an advantage is that to already have proven that you can get the distance as opposed to a horse like Hard Love who is still yet to show that?
I mean, one, I think from a physical conditioning, it's nice to know that, you know, a horse can do that. Also, you know, you can probably employ more aggressive tactics in a race when you know you can get the trip. So it's a help. You know, for us, we're going from a mile and an eighth to a mile and a quarter. So for us, I wouldn't approach this race any differently at all. If anything, I'd be as assertive, if not a little bit more so. But if you're going from a mile to a mile and a quarter, yeah, that's a big jump. And, you know, you never know. But it certainly helps having a race under your belt like that.
Yeah,
or two,
I think you have
in his case.
Yeah, you have to feel good about the fact that Hard Love in that last race, the optional claiming allowance win at Belmont on June 5th, that, you know, he was mile and an eighth, but he was still giving his all. I mean, he looked like he could have more in the tank.
I would agree. You know, his strong suit seems to be in his stamina. You know, he doesn't have a wicked turn of foot, so you certainly wouldn't want to be leaving him a whole lot to do. But, you know, typically, you know, in a way, he does remind me of Catholic Boy a little bit in the sense that, you know, if you let him attend the pace or kind of be right off of it, I have confidence that he's got the kind of fortitude and stamina to hang in there. It's just a matter of, you know, if other horses have more late turn of foot.
Yeah, you know, I'm always curious, Jonathan. I know when I talk to jockeys, they talk about going back and watching replays, not only of their horse they're going to be riding, and especially if they don't know the horse, but of the other horses in the race, and they study the competition. Do trainers do the same thing?
We do, absolutely. I mean, I think when you're trying to think about tactics, you know, you definitely evaluate the other horses, and as much as the horses themselves, the post positions will kind of clue you in a little bit as to what people might do or they're forced to do. I think you can overthink things for sure, and I think you got to be careful not to overthink and then put that burden on a rider. You know, so we're certainly not going to do that to Manny. I mean, you know, with a horse like him, breaks well typically, and you know, is a pretty assertive horse. So we're not going to overthink it. We're just going to kind of ride our race and let the horse kind of just do his thing, you know, and hope it's good enough.
Well, we mentioned Bolshoi Ballet, who is the morning line favorite at 7-5 in that Belmont Derby. Todd Pletcher sends out Sainthood, who people became familiar with along the road to the Kentucky Derby and in the Derby. He's making his turf debut. Bill Mott has Du Jour. Size up the competition for me and tell me what the key to victory would be for Hard Love if everything goes well.
Well, one Du Jour, we actually were the underbidder at the sale on that horse. So we liked him enough, you know, to go into the low six figures for him. So he's a horse that not only do I appreciate now, but I liked him enough to try to get him bought. So, you know, he's a really talented horse and he's got a nice turn of foot. Todd, listen, it's Todd. And, you know, I thought the horse, although he won on the dirt last time, he's a big, scopey, free-moving horse that looks like he should appreciate the dirt, or the turf, rather. So, you know, we respect our competition for sure, but we just hope that we get a really clean trip and, you know, we're just a little bit faster than everybody else.
Talking with trainer Jonathan Thomas here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Of course, Hard Love, 5-2 on the morning line in today's Belmont Oaks or Belmont Derby Invitational. Jonathan, you know, I know what your vote's going to be in that race. I know you're going to vote for the Americans. But I said that this day, a lot like the Arlington Million and the Breeders' Cup, when you have so many Europeans coming over to tackle and test the waters against some of the top American three-year-old turfers in both of those races, it has a bit of a Ryder Cup type of feel. And the poll question I put out there today was, how would these races play out, the Belmont Oaks and the Belmont Derby? Would the Europeans take both? Would the Americans take both? Or would we see a split? So I know what you're voting for in the Belmont Derby. How about the that poll question? Which way are you going to go?
I mean, look, you have to respect the Euros. They, you know, bring over some very nice horses. You have to respect the races that they're coming out of. You know, not to get too patriotic on you, but I'm always going to root for the Americans. And if it's not us today, hopefully it's another American. I love the, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to Martin Panza and Naira for cultivating this series. It's really taken on a life of its own. We have clients that actually buy yearlings and two-year-olds to compete in these races. So it's nice to see the international flair. But, you know, we're definitely red, white, and blue.
Let's go back to Catholic Boy for a minute. How often will you pull up a video of his win either in the Belmont Derby or even better in the Traverse Stakes?
Never, because it makes me realize how hard it is to get a horse that good. So I'm half joking. I mean, you know, what's funny is I don't personally pull them up. You know, I'm sure there'll come a time in my life where I will, you know, but periodically an advertisement will come up for that horse, TVG or what have you, you know, advertising him for a stallion. And I have to admit, aside from winning, you know, some grade ones with him, the proudest thing I've ever done as a trainer is get him into a, you know, the stallion barn, especially at a place like Claiborne. That was a, you know, extremely meaningful thing. So, you know, getting to see the replays of his races there and you know, the chance for him to pass on some of those genetics, it's kind of like being a proud father.
When you go to a horse sale and, you know, in the future when we start seeing all the, you know, our Catholic boys out there, are you going to be paying attention? I know you have already, but are you going to be paying attention to some of those?
I will definitely, you know, scour the sales to look for, you know, some of the better Catholic boys.
Yeah.
But, you know, we although we have the history with him, it is only fair to your client and the finances that go into it that you look at those horses very objectively, you know, and hope that they're good enough and, you know, good enough that you want to buy them. I'm hearing a lot of good reports some very good horsemen down in Kentucky, you know, kind of raving about his physicals he's getting on horses. And my guess is he's not going to have a rash of 5 furlong winners next summer, but I think as time goes on, it only stands to reason that, you know, those horses are probably just going to get better and better.
Yeah, it's so exciting, and he was such an exciting racehorse. 7 for 13 lifetime, more than $2.1 million in earnings. And the fact that you mentioned the fact that it was really important for you to get him to be a stallion, and that's something I've heard trainers talk about on this show and other shows over the years, that, you know, there are certain races that are stallion-making races, and that means an awful lot to trainers, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, you know, you have most trainers, and we're also in the same mold where we're very fortunate, where we have some people that are backing us financially, you know, and they're paying real money for these horses. And, you know, there's two things here. One, it's nice to recoup or even generate some revenue for a client. In this case, Mr. LaPenta, it was, you know, extremely rewarding being able to do that. And typically, it builds your business. You know, you get a chance to kind of reinvest, and the likelihood of getting some better horses are raised exponentially. And then two, as a horseman, you know, with Catholic Boy, I felt a lot of responsibility to get him to be a grade one winner. I was lucky enough to be around a lot of good horses at Todd's that won grade ones. I felt like he was every bit as good as, you know, quite a few of those horses. And I would have felt very unfulfilled had that horse not gotten kind of the credit he deserved. So, you know, there's, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but I felt a lot of responsibility because he's definitely the best horse I've ever had my hands on.
Do you ever go see him when you stop into Lexington for the sales or for Keeneland?
Pretty much every time. You know, we not only myself, but, you know, friends and family, and then the team we have in the barn, we owe that horse everything. You know, he really took us to the heights of the game and really, you know, gave us the ability to develop and grow. And, you know, so we owe the world to him. So I make sure I go pay my respects whenever I get a shot.
Does he remember you?
I think so. I mean, he definitely tries to take a chunk out of me, and every time I see him, and, you know, he used to do that when he was in the barn. So I think he recognizes me a little bit.
Well, it was quite a ride, and he was quite a horse, and we look forward to seeing his babies out there strut their stuff, too. That will be a lot of fun. And joined by his trainer, Jonathan Thomas, Catholic Boys trainer, and also Hard Love's trainer. Hard Love going in today's Belmont Derby Invitational. If you are just joining us, you didn't hear that. He is 5-2 on the morning line, second choice, and could give Jonathan a second victory in that race. Jonathan, listen, man, I appreciate the visit. You're always very accommodating with your time, and all the best with Hard Love and with all the horses you have in your barn.
Well, much appreciated, and, you know, keep up the good work. You're a credit to the game. We appreciate it.
Yeah, right back at you. Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate it.